Ryan Daniels in the booth for the Asylum Classic Metal Show. I have with me on the phone Sammy from my new favorite band from Kansas, Signum AD. New album, new tour, actually been on the road for about a month. About to wrap it up in Texas and Oklahoma and head back home. The EP has quickly become my favorite spin in my player.
Definitely going to pick it up on iTunes, Vito the Vultures Volume 1. You can check us out on facebook.com/SignumAD. That's our main get in touch with us hub. And they can also add us each individually on our individual Signum pages and just chat us up and get to know us, man.
So you guys are out on tour now. Been on the road for a little while. How's the tour going so far?
Oh, man, it's going great so far, man. Totally having a good time. Playing some great shows, man. Just enjoying the road.
And kind of been a little bit of everywhere coming down.
Oh, yeah. Coming all the way from Kansas, all the way to Michigan, and everywhere in between.
And we'll have you in Abilene October 5th at the Lucky Mule opening up for Lit. That ought to be a killer show. I've been kind of poking around looking at these things and catching different feeds as y'all have been going on the tour. And I will definitely say, if you want to shake hands with a band, get on the front row of this one, because they don't just stand there and play. What's it like when you guys get up there and get kind of in the zone and in the groove?
Oh, man, it's the best feeling on earth, man. There's no point. I feel like there's no point in going out and giving an 150% show when you can give a 350% show. Rock music is not dead.
That is for sure.
I mean, I definitely have to say, anybody who's listening, go out to shows and support local music, because without you guys, it ain't nothing.
Tell us how you got involved and where it kind of came from your point.
When I got involved, it was actually a friend of mine in another band in Monroe, Louisiana, that had introduced me. My previous band had just broken up, and he had told me about Signum AD looking for a singer. And originally, I was just like, nah, they're too far away. I'm not going to do it. They probably don't want anybody from Louisiana anyway. So I didn't do it. But then he was like, nah, man, you have to do it. You got to do it. Just do it. I'm telling you, you'll love it. So, well, why not? Like, I sent them the audition. They called me back, like, same day. They sent me something. I sent them something back. I flew up to Kansas, and that's all she wrote.
Five diverse members, five creative music angles, five solid performers, and it's true. I want to hear about writing the album.
Writing the album was amazing. We went down to Memphis, and we wrote with Malcolm Springer. I'd say easy experiences in a studio I've ever had. Everything just flowed. And seeing as each of us came from a different background, a different band, I mean, you would have thought it would have took a lot longer than it did to come together, but it really didn't.
And what was that like, having come from different backgrounds, kind of figuring out that groove of making a song into taking this piece and that piece and putting it all together?
I mean, it was almost just like hanging out with a bunch of like-minded dudes, just kicking it, jamming some tunes, man, and then fell together. Yeah, we've definitely quite literally only been playing together for about 2, maybe 2.5 months.
Well, we'll get out and support it and tell you that we want to keep it together. Wrapping it up this weekend in Texas and then Oklahoma, taking a break, and back out they go.
This is Sammy from Signum AD, and you're listening to Chemical Lifeline in the Asylum.